Hey there. Yeah. Thanks for coming over so quickly. What? You can see, huh? There. My eyes are pretty puffy. Yeah. It's. You know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Come inside. It's freezing out. Would you like something to drink? I can make you some coffee. Tea? Coffee. Sure thing. You don't take sugar, right? Yeah, I guess I should know. I'm a tiny bit frazzled right now. I'm not feeling. Of course, this is going to happen today. All I've been doing is breaking things. No, I can do this. You already came over. I'm not going to have you clean up after me as well. It's just a mug. I'm sure I could do it myself. No, I'm not bleeding. It's only a scratch, I think. Let me. I'm sorry. I'll. Yeah, you can. Okay. I'll go sit on the couch. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you angry. And I'm sorry for calling you over so late without explaining anything. And I'm sorry that I keep apologizing and. Please, I won't be able to handle it if you're also upset with me. No, you don't have to make anything for me. I'm not thirsty now, I don't really. I'm sorry. I'll have some tea then. You know where it is, right? Yes, please. I'll have it sweet. Are you annoyed with me? I mean, I called you out here so suddenly, in tears, and I didn't even explain anything. But you still came over, and even though it's this late, and I keep apologizing for every little thing, and it just seems like, I don't know. Do you even want to be here? Who would want to be here? Am I right? Sitting here with me after I bawled my eyes out? It's. I'll understand if you want to go home. I think I could deal with this myself. If you really want to leave, then please don't let me keep you. I don't want to do this to you again. Like I always do. Really? I do need you right now. And I... thank you so much for sticking with me. You've always been here for me, and I... thank you so much. And thank you for the tea. Yeah, we can talk about it. That's why I called you in the first place. So, I'm pretty sure you know what's up already, don't you? I only call you like this when, you know, we broke up. It was messy. It wasn't like there was a lot of shouting and breaking things, but it hurt. The things he said, they hurt. And the worst part of it was, he made sense. It wasn't the type of thing you say in the heat of the moment. It was probably a long time coming. And that's not what you want to think during a breakup. You don't want to think that it was your fault. But it was. It was my fault. I know I'm not perfect, but fuck. Having it put out there, it broke me. I couldn't handle it. I don't think I deserve to hear those words. No, I don't even know what I want. I know, I mean, I don't know why I called you over. Yes, I said I didn't know what I want. I know, but I just felt like I needed you. God, why am I such a fuck up? I keep doing this. I fuck things up. And then I come and cry to you. He was right. He was fucking right. It's always about you. What is wrong with me? Why can I never do this properly? How can I expect anybody to love me back when I'm so... Hey, why are you so quiet? I don't need you to say anything like inspiring or comforting. But don't you have something to say? Don't you want to say something? Like, even tell me I'm pathetic. I don't know. Whatever. Why are you so distant? I know I always do this. And I know that I can't keep doing it. I know I need to change. I'm sorry I've been doing this to you all these years. And I'm even more sorry now, but you've always been there for me, and did you really mean that? No, please, please. Please don't say I don't need you. Why are you pushing me away? No, you can't. Please, don't say that. Don't leave me right now. I know I do need you. I've always needed you. Wait, no. Why do you keep trying to stop me? No. This isn't just some cheap, desperate rebound thing. I would never treat you like that. Don't you want me? Please say something. Is that really what's holding you back? But no. Please. If you love me, then just say it. Okay, then maybe I can make you understand. Do you know what my ex said to me today? He told me that he never felt that I loved him. Near the end of our relationship, even though I said it to him, it didn't feel like I meant it. And I've never really thought about that. But hearing it out loud, it made a lot of sense. Things finally clicked. I don't know why it took such a terrible experience for me to figure this out, but it did. I could never completely love anyone because I've loved you. And I don't think I'll be wrong if I say that you love me too. And I'm so sorry that I had you comfort me after every single breakup I've been through. I couldn't see things straight back then. And I realize how much it must have hurt you. But I don't want to hurt you anymore. I want to be better. I need to do better. I'll be better for you. So please, don't push me away. I love you too. So much. Wait, please. Oh my God. I don't want you to wait, but please listen to me. As much as I want to do this with you, I can't. Not right now. If we go any further than this, it'll feel like I'm going through the motions while I'm vulnerable. And I know that I'll hate myself for it later. I don't want to make you feel like some rebound hookup. You're so much more than that. I know you're more than that. So please, wait for me. Thank you. We'll get there. Just not right now. I love you way too much to rush this. Say it again.